Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Corinthian. How may I assist today?
Yeah, I'm not sure who I need to speak to, if there's another number for me to call, but they just installed one of their boxes outside of my house when they were laying the wires. And it's right at the end of my driveway. Are those the covers that they put on that? Are you able to drive over that with a vehicle?
Yes.
That won't do any damage to it?
No, ma'am. But give me a second. Let me make sure.
Just because they're moving a telephone pole that's like in the middle of my driveway. Mm-hmm. And they can't, that because of that box, they can't move it out of the middle of my driveway. I'm on the phone.
And you said there was a box left at the end of your driveway, and it has a cover over it, correct?
Yes, it's a green cover. And right directly behind that is a telephone pole, which the company is here to move. And they were going to move it completely away from my driveway, but because that box is in the ground, they can't do that. So once they move that pole, we will have to drive over it to get into my driveway.
So the box that is left, is it for services that's being installed?
It's the new lines that they laid. We don't have
the new lines that was laid.
Right. Not yet. I don't know what number I'm calling, if where you're located, but the Arch Fiber office is directly around the corner from my house.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be difficult.
No, you're okay.
We had asked Central Hudson to move this pole a while back, and they wanted like $15,000 to do
it.
Done for free, so it would literally give me my driveway back.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me. The box that was left at the end of your driveway, is it protruding from the ground?
The cover is, yes. It's a green cover. It's like, I don't know, maybe 2 inches high? Let me go look. How high you think that's protruding off the ground, the cover?
Cover?
Yeah.
Probably 2 inches?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, it's like 2 inches thick.
Be nice if they coordinated with you.
Well, it's like a big rubber, it's like got squares on it.
Okay, so I do thank you for holding so patiently for me. So with the covering over it, it is okay for you to drive over it.
Let me ask you this. Is there any way they can, if the telephone pole gets moved, is that going to be an issue with them connecting to the pole since they already have the wires run? Because they can move this pole away from my driveway so it's not in the way.
Does your house sit like far off the street?
We're right on the street.
Okay, you're right on the street. So they may not have any interference with it. Basically, I mean, just let them know that there was a pole here as of yesterday when they came, but that pole has been since moved, which basically they'll be able to see it. So they'll just have to reroute those wires somewhere else.
And are you sure they'll do that? Like,
yes,
I need somebody to give these guys permission to, that it's okay to move the pole. It's not going to interfere with Arch Fiber. I'm going to put you on hold 1 second.
Okay.